smile. Tell them how glad you are here. Right? Tell them, God bless you. I'm glad you're here. You look handsome. If you're sitting next to your wife, tell her, you're so beautiful this morning. Right? Oh, I'm glad everyone's here. I'm glad everyone's here. Yeah, smile. This is Sunday morning. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be what? Mad? Sad? No, and be glad in it. Right? So smile. This is a day God is with you. Wasn't that beautiful? Yeah? She said once every 6 months. No way. Right? Now she can do it every month. Wow. Right? So let's thank Brenda and her team. Right? So yay. Ooh. I wish I could do that. Why are you laughing? I could, you know. I wish I could do that, but no, I'm not pretty enough, right? But this morning, I thought I'd wear this robe so I could look like a pastor, right? Because every time I come, Wade looks more like a pastor, so I thought I'd wear this. I'm so glad to be here. Right? And all of you look so good this morning. And some of you, just put a smile. It'll make you feel different.
显现出笑容出来，这样你会看得与众不同。Yeah,
church doesn't have to be serious all the time.
我们教会不需要随时的那么的严肃。Yeah,
somebody said that, you know, take God serious, but don't take yourself too seriously.
我们有一句话说的是，我们要把上帝看得十分的认真的对待上帝，但我们自己不需要把自己看得那么认真。Yeah,
and this morning I want to take Jesus seriously.
今天早上我们要把耶稣来对待得很仔细。And
if you've enjoyed that, you know, body worship, then maybe some of you can join them and be part of that.
如果你喜欢今天的这个舞蹈敬拜的话，也欢迎你来参加。And
that's how we bless each other.
我们是通过这样的各种不同形式的敬拜来彼此互相祝福。
Yeah, because if we are truly a family of God, we want to bless each other.
如果我们是神家里面的人的话，我们应该彼此真诚的互相祝福。
I forget where it was, but I remember Elder Paul sharing. I think it was it Joshua's wedding, where he left early to go home to watch a video of his family just sharing, and then he came back, he shared that. And I thought, what an amazing thing it would be. Like, well, let me give more context so that you're not confused. Elder Paul shared, like, his children shared about his family and so forth. And he was so happy. He couldn't sleep that night. So he drove, I think like a 45 minutes to an hour home to just watch that video again and then come back to that wedding.
保罗长老曾经分享过这样的故事，好像是他儿子Joshua婚礼的时候，在婚礼上播放了一段他们家里面小孩子成长过程中欢乐的时光。保罗长老当时是十分的感动，他开车开了45分钟回去，看了一下以后，然后又再回到了这个婚礼的现场。
And I was thinking, man, one of these days when my kids get married, I want that experience.
我对自己保罗长老分享这个故事以后，我对自己说，希望有一天我的孩子分享这个事情的时候，我也会有这样的快乐。Yeah,
as long as it's only 1 hour away, I want that experience.
如果仅仅是一个小时的这个车程的话，我想还是可以承受的。But
I also thought, what an amazing testimony of how God works in His family, but also, wouldn't it be amazing if we, as family of God, we gather on Sunday, and on the way home, you can't wait to go watch it again?
保罗这个刚才那个故事很分享的，就是家里面的这个彼此的关爱，这样美好的经历。如果是我们教作为教会的会众的话，如果我们彼此间互相相害，我们也不能够等候回到家里面，我们想把我们今天敬拜的过程再重新观看一遍，那将是多么美好的事情。
So we got the young and old worshiping, body worshiping. I get a chance to share the word. We'll have communion today. It's worth watching again, right?
今天我们有不同的诗歌敬拜，有舞蹈敬拜，有年轻的，有年长的，然后同时我们今天是圣餐的主日，我们这样美好的这个敬拜的过程是值得再看一遍的，回去以后。
So I look forward, some of you who are talented, maybe you'll join Brenda, maybe you'll join the praise team, some of you have beautiful voice, maybe you'll join the choir, some of you are great at like cooking, right?Maybe I shouldn't ask you to come for us. But maybe some special occasion, right? You can share your dish. That's what we do, right? As family of God.
就我们神家里面的每个人有不同的恩赐，有人的会敬拜，有或者是舞蹈，或者是你会很会做饭。这样的话，在特殊的场合的话，如果你能够把你的才能，神赐给你的才能发挥出来的话，这样让我们在神的家里面是多么美好的一件事情。
So I look forward to the day, maybe that's today, that as you leave this place today, you feel free, you feel joy, and on the way home, you're like, let me get on my YouTube, I can't wait to get on my YouTube, and see Elder Chen again.
我希望你今天是感到非常的灵里面，神里面变得非常的有自由，非常的有欢乐，然后你回到家里面可以再重新看一下我们敬拜的这个录像，可以再次看到陈长老。
And some of you are wondering when he's going to start his message.
有人会问什么时候我们开始我们今天的信息。
That was my message. I'm just kidding. This morning, I thank you so much for all of you showing and us coming together and the laughter, and I hope it continues.
感谢大家今天在神的主日里面来到这里来敬拜神。
This morning we find ourselves at the Sea of Galilee early in the morning, and the water is calm if you look at that water, but there's some tense in the air.
我们试想我们今天早上想象我们在加利利海的海边，是很安静的早晨，水面也很平静，但是在空气中却弥漫着这些紧张的气氛。
You see nets piled up, and you seepeople who've been sweating all night, and you smell sweat, and you smell rope, and you smell failure.
你可以看到，就是在加利利海有很多这个打鱼的这个网在岸上，你可以闻到汗水的味道，可以看到大家的这个绳子的味道，也可以闻到这种失败的味道。
And you go over to them and look at to see if they caught anything, but the fish bucket is empty, and these fishermen's beenthrowing net all night and they caught nothing.
你可以看到旁边的鱼桶里面是不是他们打鱼打了一晚上有没有捕到什么，结果却什么都没有，这些渔民在晚上就撒网拉网，但却什么也没有抓到。
Just imagine all night the fishermen are throwing the net and they're not that small, they're hauling it in, throwing it in, hauling it in all night, they're breaking their back, and at the end of the night they had nothing.
可以想象一下，就是整个晚上他们就把这沉重的渔网撒在水里面，然后拉上来，撒在水里面再拉上来，这是一个很艰苦的很辛苦的一个活，但是辛劳了一晚上他们却什么也没有得到。
And now you see Simon at the shore cleaning his net, his eyes are tired, his hands are raw, and he's preparing for the later that night as he cleans this net that failed him.
你可以想象，西门彼得他在岸上在清理他的渔网，他的手里面也很酸痛，他的眼睛也很，但他还在继续的清理，因为今天晚上的时候，那天晚上他还要继续去打鱼。
And that's what we do when we fail, right? We clean up and you get ready to start again tomorrow.
这是我们当我们遇到失败的时候，我们也经常这样做，我们把自己捡起来，把自己清理一下，我们准备再次奋斗。
And in this failure, as Simon is experiencing this failure, Jesus interrupts that failure, walks to him in the middle of that and asks, hey, can I borrow your boat?
在这个彼得在西门这个失败的过程中间，耶稣来到他的中间，他好像打断了他的失败，他说我是不是可以借你的渔船。
Not good morning.Not you had a rough night, just a quiet interruption in the middle of that exhaustion and failure.
不是一个早上好，不是并没有别的问候，而是在 彼得西门在这个失败的中间直接来到他的失败中间，说是不是可以借你的渔船。
Simon had a reason to say no. I mean, he worked all night. He's tired. He's drenched with sweat. Nothing to show. What is he going to tell his wife when he gets back? The last thing he wants to do is put some preacher in his boat and work again.
西门并他辛劳了一晚上，一晚浑身都是汗水，他不直觉是不想让耶稣基督使用他的船，因为他并没有辛苦了一晚上，并没有什么可以向他的家人能说他的辛劳所得到的什么。
And maybe this is one of the most important moment, the space between failure and obedience, that instead of running away, instead of falling away, instead of saying no to Christ, you walk into Jesus who remains with you.
这应该是一个最重要的时刻，在你的失败和你这种期望之间，耶稣来到你的中间。
Simon says yes, and Jesus walks into that boat, and he starts to teach the crowd. And he's not in a hurry. There's no alarm here. He just speaks truth into the people who are gathered at the Sea of Galilee.
西门最终还是同意，所以说耶稣基督开始坐在船上向众人讲道，讲这个真理，他并没有着急，然后开始讲述。
And you could imagine Simon, right? He's sitting in that boat by himself, tired. His night was horrible. He wants to go to sleep. His eyes are half closed and he's barely awake. And maybe in the middle of this teaching, he's yawning.
你可以想象西门彼得现在是耶稣在船上，西门也在船上。他辛劳了一晚上，可能是浑身的酸痛，眼睛可能是半闭半合，也可能是在耶稣正道的过程中间，他可能已经睡着了。
And then Jesus turns to Simon, and he's going to ask of him to obey him when it doesn't make sense. He tells Simon, push out into the deep water, let down the nets.
在这个中间，他耶稣基督转向西门，对他说，把船开到水深之处，把网撒下去，这好像是没有任何道理的事的要求。
And you hear a bit of frustration from Simon's voice here in verse 5 of chapter 5 of book of Luke. It says, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
你可以听到在西门的声音中有一些怨悔，他说是在路加福音五章五节说，西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。
You can hear that fatigue in his tone. There's some edge to that tone. You almost expect Simon to say, we already tried that, Jesus. It didn't work. I've been fishing since I was a kid. Aren't you a carpenter? Go make some chairs. Let me take care of fishing. I'm the professional here. I know this lake. I know fishing.
你可以从彼得的声音中间可以听到他有一些不是那么的顺服的声音，他可能会说是，我从小就开始打鱼，我是知道怎么打鱼的，你难道不是一个木匠吗？你应该去做木工的活，让打鱼的事情交给我，因为我知道怎么捕鱼。
Well, Simon doesn't say that out loud. Instead, he says yes. But it's not a yes, I'll do it. It's more like, I'll do it. He's tired. And he's going to do it because Jesus had said so.
西门是说同意了，但这个同意并不是一个很有热情的同意，而是好像是叹口气一样这样的，可以同意，勉勉强强的一种同意。因为是耶稣基督这样说，他就同意这样做了。
So Simon goes out into a deeper area, throws the net, and something unimaginable happened, right? The entire lake erupts, and the ropes are tightened, and they're pulling in. There's so many fish. It's almost like all the fish were hiding under the stone until they said, this is the time, and they all rushed into his net.
好像这个情况是顿时他把网撒下去以后，顿时情况就是跟他前面以前的话经历就完全不同。整个水面就失去了平静，好像所有的鱼都在等候这一个时刻，然后钻到这个渔网里面去。
And the verse 6 tells us They caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
路加福音就是第五章六节说，西门，他们下了网，就围住了许多鱼，以至于网就快要裂开了。
Just something unexpected happened, and they're shouting at each other, "Bring another boat, get the fish in there." There's so many fish, the boat itself starts to sink a little bit.
这个是有很多大家变得都很激动，他们感到十分的高兴，同时他们也说是。船有这么多的鱼，船都有要下沉的样子，他们就说赶快把另一艘船也拿开过来。
And you'd imagine Simon to go, "Hey guys, come on over, let's do this, let's take care of this." You'd expect that, but instead, Simon falls on his knees and says to Jesus, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man."
你可能想象会说西门会十分的兴奋，因为捕到了这么多的鱼，但他做的是下面做的事情却。有点出乎人的意料，他下面说，西门彼得看见，就匍匐在耶稣跟前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
In the middle of that miracle, he didn't see fishes. What he saw was the person who was in the boat. And in comparison to him, of course he gets on his knees and says, "Away from me, Lord. Away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man."
就在这个过程中，他在这个神迹中，他没有看到的并不是鱼。而是看到了这个主在这个背后行神迹的主，相对在主的面前，他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
He began the morning calling Jesus Master.
那天早
And that's a respectable term. But now he calls him Lord. It's a personal reverence. He realizes that this person who's in his boat is not just a person, but this is a person.Who is holy and Simon is undone because of his presence.
那天早上开始的时候，西门是叫耶稣是夫子。夫子是一个很当时对是一个很有尊称。但是这个时候他意识到他不仅仅是一个普普通通的一个拉比或者夫子，而是他是有主宰世界的主。
And Jesus doesn't rebuke his confession.He doesn't walk away. Instead, he speaks into his fear. In verse 10, it says, "Do not be afraid, for now on you will fish for people."
他并没耶稣基督就是在第十章说，他告诉西门说，不要惧怕，从今以后你就要得人了。
It's not a new job. It's a new identity. It's a new way of living in the future. His whole life will change because of this one moment when he calls Jesus.Lord.
这个并不是一个新的职业，而是一个新的这个身份。他从此以后，他对生命就会有一个新的、不同的看待的角度。
And then verse 11 we read, so they pulled their boat up on shore, left everything and followed him.
十一节告诉我们说，他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
No more one day a week discipleship, no more part-time faith, no more once a week coming to church or once a month. They walk away from the boat, their business, the biggest catch they've ever seen, they leave behind because the miracle worker is moving on.
他们并不是一个仅仅是周末的一个基督徒，或者周末才做主的门徒，或者是仅仅一个月才这样做一次。在他们最成功的捕鱼的这个经历过程中，他们把这所有一切都放下来。因为是行着一切神迹的主在要往前走，他们决定放下所有的一切跟随耶稣。
And I think for us who are believers, that's the part that messes up, right? Messes us up. This could have been a start of something big. Imagine a whole fleet, hired hand, market cart full of fish, a new enterprise. If Jesus kept doing miracles like that, Simon could have turned faith into fortune.
这个是在跟随主耶稣，这是一个常常对我们基督徒来说是一个比较困难的一个事情。我们往往会说，你可以设想这种情况，这个有他们抓了这么多鱼，我们很可能会可以把这种神迹变成一个财富。
And there's a lot of people on TV who say, if you believe in Jesus, you will make fortune.
在电视上也会经常有这样的说法，就是如果你相信耶稣基督的话，你就会得到财富。
Don't believe them.
不要相信他们。
I saw this guy said, if you send me X amount of money, God will double that for you.
我看了个电视，一个 所谓的这样可以说是骗子，他说如果你送给我一定的钱，主耶稣会给你双倍的还给你。
That's horrible. The tragedy is that some people believe that.
这是十分糟糕的事情，但是却有人会相信这些这样的这种信息。
Don't fall for that. There are people online who say things like God will always heal you. No, he won't.
有人在网上会这么说，神总会医治你，你不要相信这些。
Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, and you ask me why does he do that? Ask God. I have no idea why he does that.
有时候神会医治你，有时候神不会医治你，但我们并不知道神为什么会这样做，这是神的主权。
But for whatever reason, God has a bigger plan and bigger mind than I do, so I trust in him.
不管是什么原因，我们相信主耶神是有比我们知道所有的一切，他有更好的计划给我们，所以我作为基督徒，我就信靠他。
So Simon sees one of the biggest catch of his life, and he leaves it behind. The boat full of fish still flapping. The bank account is waiting for him. And yet he and others follow Jesus instead, because they got it. They got it. Instead of chasing profit, they follow the voice. Because at some point you realize Jesus doesn't come to boost your plan. He comes to replace them with his.
你可以设想，就是西门是那天是抓到了他一生抓到最多的一次鱼，你可以设可以设想想象，就这个鱼还在渔网中活蹦乱跳，他可以很快的他的银行账户也会变得是更加的富有，但是在这种情况下，西门选择的还是跟随主耶稣基督。
And here's the point, right? Here's the point. Jesus has plenty of fans, people who admire him, who quote him.Wear jewelry, sing songs about him, post verses, memorize verses. People who like the idea of him more than the reality of following him. But disciples, that's a whole different group of people.
我们知道耶稣基督有很多人会仰慕耶稣基督，他们会穿戴这种首饰，他们会背诵耶稣基督的话，他们会在各种情况下表示他们知道这些，但是这些只是他们远远的仰慕耶稣基督，但是跟随耶稣基督作为门徒却是另外一个不同的事情。
Disciples are people who can turn away from comfort, people who obey God when it's awkward, people who listens to God and follow Jesus when the net is full and when the net is empty, people who will follow Jesus even when their legs are tired and their eyelids are half closed and they've worked all night and all they got is failure in their hands.
作为耶稣基督的门徒，他们所追求的不仅仅是这种世上的所有的这个东西，他们是要立志跟随主耶稣，即使是他们的腿已经很累了，或者他们有余的时候和没余的时候，他们都会跟随主耶稣基督。
Between a fan and a disciple, the difference between an admiration versus allegiance.
作为是仅仅是一个耶稣基督的仰慕者和作为耶稣把耶稣作为你的主，这中间是有巨大的区别。
And you see that in Matthew chapter 26 as well, as Jesus gathers his disciples to have his final moment.
我们在马太福音第26章最后的晚餐的时候，我们也可以看到同样的一个场景。
They come together, they're eating, it's a small room, the elbows are bumping into each other, they're eating, they're drinking, they're talking, but they know something's going on.
他们在一个小的房间里吃最后的晚餐，这个房间很小，桌子也很小，他们的这个手臂就会彼此撞到，但他们知道那天晚上将要发生一件很重要的事情。
And there are these disciples who gather here and they're eating with Jesus. They follow Jesus for about 3 years now. And these are the folks who's going to run, who's going to hide, who's going to deny just hours from this moment.
这些和耶稣基督一群共餐的人在过去三年里面已经遵随了他，但是下面的时间里他们有些人会离开，会逃跑，有人会隐藏起来，还有一个人会背叛主耶稣。
But they will come back and follow Christ. They learned the cost of discipleship. But among them, there was one who will never follow Jesus.
但最终这些门徒中间，他们都会回来继续跟随主耶稣。但其中一个 却不会这样。
See, being at the table is not that hard. What happens after the meal is gone, the food is gone, that's the part that determines fans from disciples.
仅仅坐在一个餐桌上面和主一起进餐是比较容易的，但是餐后是否能够真正的在生命中跟随主耶稣，这是区别一个仅仅是仰慕耶稣和做真正耶稣基督门徒的一个重要的区别。
Here's a good question for us to ask. And the question is this, not who was Jesus 5 years ago, not who was Jesus when I first accepted Jesus, not what he means to your friends or your pastor, but who is Jesus to you?
现在一个问题就是我要问大家，是耶稣基督对你来说到底意味着 是什么？不是五年前耶稣基督意味着什么，或者是当你刚刚信主的时候耶稣基督是谁，或者是耶稣基督对你的牧师，对你的朋友是谁。
So Jesus sat with his closest friends, first century people, a few fishermen, a tax collector, ex-zealot. They're all gathered. They've seen Jesus heal, teach, walk on water even. And they saw all of this, and they were very, very impressive.
我们可以设想在他们最后晚餐在一世纪的时候，有几个和一起耶稣一起进餐的这些人，有几个渔民，有一个是税吏，还有一个是奋锐党人，他们在一起看到过去三年看到耶稣所行的各种各样的神迹，确实是令人震撼的神迹。
And as they are eating, in the middle of that, Jesus says, "One of you will betray me."
在他们中间进最后晚餐的时候，耶稣基督说，你们中间有一个人今晚就要出卖我。
This is the moment where they're about to eat something. They're like, right? No one's eating at this point. They're stuck. They're like, what in the world did he just say? And then one by one, they come to their senses and they say, surely you don't mean me, Lord.
在他们进餐的过程中，耶稣基督说出这样的话来，肯定是让所有人都感到十分的震惊。他们停止了进餐，就会一个又一个的来问主耶稣，那一个人是我吗？
And that phrase, there's no fear there. It's more of saying, Jesus, you're my Lord, not just my teacher. I've given up everything for you. What do you mean one of us will betray you? It can't be me.
他们这样说的时候，并不是充满了恐惧，而是在述说主耶稣，你是我们的主，我们已经放弃了所有的一切，跟随的你。怎么可能是我呢？
And then Judas leans in and he asks almost identical question. He says, surely you don't mean me, Rabbi.
犹大也同样的是就是转向耶稣，他说好像类似的话，但有一定的区别。他说，拉比，是我吗？
Not Lord, but a Rabbi. And that sounds almost identical, but it's not.
犹大说的是拉比是我吗，和主是我吗，和另外几个门徒讲的好像很类似，但是中间这个区别却十分的重要。
Judas had a limit to how much he wants to follow Jesus. There's a limit, and that limit is Rabbi, but you're not going to be my Lord Jesus.
犹大也曾经过去三年的话跟随着主耶稣，他对跟随主耶稣是有界限的，他只是把耶稣作为一个拉比而已，并不是生命的主。
Sometimes that sounds spiritual, but it's us hiding underneath the commitments that God is calling us to.
有时候这个听起来好像是很属灵的一个很微小的区别，但事实上这正是主告诉我们所需要做的事，他要做我们生命的主。
The difference between admiration and allegiance is admiration is when things are good, I'm following Jesus. He's healing me, I'm following Jesus. My business is going, I'm following Jesus.But allegiance says, even if my business is not going well, I'm following Jesus. If my family is not going as well as I thought, I'll follow Jesus. My health is deteriorating, I'll follow Jesus. The doctor just said I have fourth stage cancer, I'll follow Jesus. Because Jesus is my Lord and he has my future in his hands.
敬仰和效忠主要的区别就是说，敬仰它往往是在一切很顺利的时候会跟随主耶稣，比如说身体比较健康的时候，或者是各种生活工作比较顺利的时候，他说我这个时候愿意跟随主耶稣。而作为如果主耶稣基督是我们的主的话， 我们就会有区别。不管我们是否生命，不管我们的生活是否顺利，我们的工作是否顺利，是否有癌症，我们都会继续跟随主耶稣。
That was so beautiful. I forgot what I was going to say. Right? It's amazing. Isn't salvation amazing? I know that many of you have accepted Christ. I remember when I accepted Christ for the first time as a seventh grader. For next 6 months, I thought I was walking on air.
就得救，罪救恩和罪得赦免是一种很奇妙的经历。我想我当时，决定跟随主，是在我二年级的时候，在下面六个月的时间，我都感觉好像在行走在一个云彩上面。
And I'm getting really hot in here, are you? Can somebody turn the AC on? That'll be great, right? I remember when I was seventh grade, and I was so joyful in the Lord. My mom used to go to morning service at 5:30. I remember waking her up. Mom, let's go. I went to church at 5:30, and then I got out at 7, went to school. On the way back to home, I stopped by church to pray, and I got home and finished my homework, went to bed, and I did that for 6 months. I was so happy.
是我在七年级的时候，当时我初信的时候，我是有这么的有热情。当时我的妈妈是每天早上五点半会在教会去服侍祷告。我经常是把我母亲摇醒，就是说我把我母亲摇醒以后，然后一起去教会。然后七点钟的时候，在从教会回来的路上，我又同时会在教会继续祷告。然后到晚上的时候，我也同时会学习神的话语和祷告。
To be forgiven by God.To have this beautiful future in the Lord. You said, as seventh grader, yes, life was hard, even for seventh grader as an immigrant. And I remember thinking all that, going to God. And my sister used to work at sushi place. And me and my brother right above was a pastor. We went to church and we prayed overnight for her safety and her growth as a person growing up here. My brothers were teenagers and it was rough for them.I remember going to church and praying for them because I knew who Jesus was as a seventh grader.
当时在七年级的时候，能够体会到这种罪得赦免，然后在耶稣基督里面有一个全新的生命。我那时候是充满了这种热情。我记得当时我和我的兄弟一起为我的姐姐当时在一个苏洗店里面打工，为她的这个生命和她的安全来祷告。
And sometimes following Jesus feels like one step forward, two step back, one step forward, three steps back, and it's hard to remain with Jesus sometimes.
但有时候，跟随主耶稣确实不是那么的容易。你感觉是往前进了一步，却后退了两步。有时候也可能是往前进了一步，后退了三步。那确实是有很多时候，真正的跟随主耶稣是很困难的。
And I don't know about you, but I notice in my life, even though I love Jesus and I want to follow Jesus and I want to worship Him, sometimes I fall flat on my face again and again. I say things I don't mean. I don't treat my wife as I ought to. And yet, God calls me to follow Him again.
我不知道你们的境况是什么样子。在我的跟随耶稣基督的生命当中，有时候我也会经常的失败。我说我不该说的话。我没有像我应该对待我太太那样的对待她，但是即使这样的话，主也会经常告诉我会继续回来跟随她。
You know, Apostle Peter was in that room, and he said, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." And I believe he meant it. Jesus is the Lord. And when he failed, what happened? Jesus came back to him and said, "Do you love me, Simon?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Go feed my sheep." And he says, "Come back. I'm more than a rabbi to you."Come back to me.
西门彼得当时也是在最后的晚餐，他也曾经说：“主啊，肯定你说的应该不是我。”他当时说的话是真心的，是这么说。他确实是把耶稣基督作为他的救主，但是他却后面却有失败。当他失败的时候，耶稣基督并没有放弃他。耶稣基督说：“你爱我吗？”然后告诉他要喂养我的羊。
So I ask you again. I know some of us are tired. You had a rough week.Some of us have hard labors, right? Others work in the office. In the long run, I think labor keeps you healthier, right? But not all of us are as well as sometimes people think we are. Some of us are doing well, others are not, and in between all of that are here in this place. And sometimes even as a pastor, it's hard to ask. But let me ask you this morning. Is Jesus just your rabbi? Somebody you quote? Somebody who makes you feel good when you're anxious? Somebody you admire and you read about and listen to? Or is Jesus your Lord?
我们在过去的一周中间，可能是工作生活中，可能有各种各样的顺利或者不顺利。即使作为牧师的话，有时候我也觉得挺难问候大家。但这个时候我问大家这样的一个问题，在你当下的生命中，耶稣是谁？耶稣是不是你生命的救主？是不是你仅仅是把他作为一个仰望着他，而是并没有把他作为生命的救主？
And I tell you what, every time life gets hard, it's a testing of that question. And every time when life gets comfortable, it's a testing of that question. Some people, when life gets comfortable, it's really hard for them to follow Jesus. So God makes it a little rough in their water. Some people, they do okay, but others don't. But if you are going through some motions in your life, and it's not high, but it's low, maybe that's the point where Jesus is saying, am I your Lord? Am I just your teacher?
在你现在生命中，不管是生命你顺利的时候，或者在不顺利的时候，在每个场景，我们都要问：耶稣基督到底是谁？有些人在生命很顺利的时候，往往会特别的难能够跟随主耶稣。在这种情况下，主也可能会让你的生活变得不那么顺利，再让你能够回转归来。
I remember a kid named David came to me. He was like 24, 25, just started work. And he came to me, and that's the day I preached on tithing and giving and being generous. He came to me and said, Pastor Sam, should I tithe? Because if I tithe, I can't pay for my utilities.
我记得是这样一个，我当时一个主里面弟兄，他当时我刚做了一个关于十一奉献的这样的正道，这个弟兄就来到我的面前说，牧师，如果我给出十一奉献的话，我就不能够付我的这个当个月的这种水电费。
And I told him, if you don't tithe, God's not going to crush you and kill you, right? He's not going to do that. But if I were you, I would tithe.
我告诉他说，如果你不去十一奉献的话，神不会惩罚你。但是如果是我的话，我会继续十一奉献。
Because there's not that many times in life where you can really distinguish and solidify your allegiance to Christ, except for in those crisis moments.
因为在我们的生命当中，并没有很多这样的机会，在我们能够显现出我们对主是那么的忠心，在这种情况下，就是其中的一种例子。
And maybe this kid needed to learn how to manage his funds and not just spend it all.
也许这个孩子当时他问我这个问题，这个信徒，他应该更好的学会。如何去管理他的财务，而不是很快的把他所获得的全部很快的花掉。
Another kid came, 24, 25, that age. His name is Sam, right? Good-looking guy, right? Sam, and he came and said, Pastor Sam, I need X amount of money. Can I borrow from you?
还有一个这样的，当时我牧养的一个年轻的弟兄，他就说，也叫 Sam， 他长得很英俊，他就来问我说。牧师，能不能我从你借点钱
？I'm not rich, but I could help him out, right? So I sent him down. And I said no. I said you're in your 20s, and you're already borrowing money from other people outside of your family. That shouldn't even happen in your family. Unless you learn how to deal with this at your age now, you will borrow from people for the rest of your life. You need a place to stay. I'll open up my office in the church.But Sam, you need to figure this out right now.
我虽然当时作为牧师，收入并不高，我其实是可以给借钱给他，但我让他坐下来，告诉他说，不，我不能够借钱给你，因为他当时已经二十多岁了，在二十多岁的时候，他应该能够管理自己的财务，他可以向自己家里面借钱，而不能够向外面的人借钱。如果他这样做的话，可能一生中都会陷入这种借钱的循环中。
And I wish he had loved me enough to stay, but after that he left the church.
我希望他能够，我给他讲了这样的话语的话，他能够继续待在我的教会，但是他却离开了教会。
Because he didn't see that I said that out of love, not out of stinginess or greed.
因为我对他这样讲这样的话是出于爱，因为我是愿意开放，如果他需要地方待一晚上的话，我会愿意开放教会的办公室让他待下来，但他。却因此离开了。
One time a young couple came to me and said, Pastor Sam, I just don't have any money.
有一次一个年轻的夫妇带到对我说我牧师我实在是我们实在是没有什么钱。
And I asked them, how much money do you make?
然后问他们到底是收入是多少。
He made four times what I was making at the time.
当时这对夫妇的话是的收入每月的收入是我的四倍。
How is it that I have three kids and you have one, and I'm okay, and I'm living in affluence? How is it that I'm okay, but you're having trouble paying for utility? I don't understand.
当时是我有三个已经有三个孩子了，但他们这对年轻的夫妇只有一个孩子，他们却不能够生活还财务不够用。
So we sat down. I said, "Okay, tell me where you're spending your money." This guy had $300 gym membership. And I said, well, that's your problem. He had the newest iPhone. Well, that's another problem. You have cables. That's your other problem. The reason you cannot afford is not because God's not generous. The reason you cannot afford is because you're not being generous to others. Because you have nothing to share with others. Because you're spending all on yourself. It's called selfishness.
我们坐下来来一起审视了一下他的这个财务，发现他有每个月有$300的这个健身的这种费用，然后他有最新的这个iPhone， 然后有各种各样的花费，我就告诉他，你这样做其实是你完全是很自私的，你把所有的钱都花在自己的身上，所以说你不能够有任何可以帮助余下的可以帮助别人。
My friends, you don't need six rooms for just you and your wife in your house. All you need is one, and it'll keep your relationship good. Right? Now, if you want to get extra one for guests, that's fine. You don't need three bathrooms for just two of you. Right? But those are the moments where our discipleship is tested. Is Jesus your teacher? Then you're going to try to follow with the Joneses next door and competing with your friends. But if your Lord, if Jesus is your Lord, then you're going to orient your life. So the resources and the time and the energy that God has given you will use, of course, for your family. Take care of your family. But there will be surplus in your life that you can use to bless other people. That's the test.
就是耶稣基督到底是仅仅是个拉比，还是你生命的主，会对你的生活产生很大的区别。因为我们作为夫妻两口的话，你其实只要一个房间，你并不需要六个房间，也不需要三个卧室。你们在一个房间的话，会使你们的关系更加的亲密。如果我们仅仅是把耶稣基督作为我们一个拉比的话，没有把他作为生命的主掌管我们的生命，我们往往是会流于追逐世界上所追逐的，跟周围的邻居互相攀比。如果你是耶稣基督做你的主的话，你会更有智慧的掌管你的财务，能够合理的使用，然后可以帮助别人。
And my before we go into communion this morning, and my testimony to you is that whether I was earning $300 per month as a youth pastor, a lot more now than before, God has always provided.
我今天给大家做一个见证，就是即使当时我在做青年牧师的时候，我每个月的工资只有$300，感恩现在我的收入是比当时高了很多，在当时和现在，神给我的都够用。
And if you're struggling financially nowadays, or you're working hard but money's not coming in and you don't know what to do and skip Sunday, whatever, don't. Instead, cry out to God. Because God always hears the prayers of His people.
如果你现在在努力的工作，却感觉到钱不够用，然后你决定是在星期天的时候不来教会敬拜，不要这样做，你应该向神呼求，神总是听到跟随他的人的呼求。
I believe I told you, I mean, it's a little thing, it's nothing to most people, but to me it's a big thing. Ever since I became a pastor, I drove van forever, and I think I told you this story. I just drove church van, and church vans are horrible. They don't take care of it. Right? One time I parked my church van to buy something, and the towing truck came and took it away. Do you know why? Because church forgot to pay for restoration for 2 years. And I'm like, I'm calling administrative pastor. Pastor, what's going on? He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I drove that van for years. And then one day I got so tired. I said, God, I've been driving van ever since. You know, I thought I could get away from it after I get married, but I had kids, van, right? Just van for the rest of my life. And I said, I'm tired. Can I get a regular car? And then he gave me opportunity to buy Honda Civic, so I drove around Honda Civic for a while, right? But you know what's bad about, I know a lot of us drive Japanese car. One thing I don't like about Japanese car is the horn. It's like, it doesn't matter what you're driving. It's like, it just sounds so horrible, right? So I thought, man, Lord, I'm of this age now. Can I get a better car, right? I'm not saying, this may not work for you, but it worked for me, okay? So I said, can I get a better car? My brother called because he has a body shop. He goes, hey, Sam, there's a nice car for you. Do you want to buy it? I'm like, hey, how much is it? I don't want to pay $10,000 for it. And he said it was $1,500. And I said, I could afford $1,500. Do you know what car I got now? That car is like, I believe it's about 20 years old. But it only had 75,000 miles. And I said, okay, I'll take, it's a luxury car. It's like Genesis. I'm like, well, I'll take it for $1,500. People think I pay like thousands of dollars for it. I'm like, this is a nice car. I could sit there. Did you know it has a button that warms my butt? I never had a car like that. But it has another button. It cools my butt too. Right? It's amazing. And when you close that door, it sounds luxury. No one knows. You know now because I told you. $1,500 for a $10,000 car. Not bad. I don't think you can translate that. I think and I'm sharing that with you because this is small for most of you, but this is how God provided for me for last, 20 plus years in ministry when I pray. Not right away. I wish He did. But as sooner or later, He covers it. If you're struggling, my friends, because you're in that between place where you're, is Jesus my teacher or my Lord? Choose the Lord and pray. And God will provide where His children are unable to do. Now, if you're lazy and you're not working, go work. And then pray. But if you're working hard and you're praying, sooner or later, God will provide for you. And God will come through for you. Amen? And this morning, we come to the table with that hope. And with that reality that God hears us. And when He shared the elements with disciples, He said, remember me. Remember me. He took bread and said, this is my body that is broken for you. He took the wine and said, this is the blood that's shed for you. Because the greatest need I have is not a new car. And the greatest need you have is not a new house. The greatest need we have is forgiveness of our sins. So we can have life with God Himself. Because this life will come to an end soon. But that life will begin again. And while we're here, our faith is tested. And every time it's tested, may we say, Jesus, my Lord, and beyond, Rabbi. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray, and then the communion staff can come down, and let us have communion together. Father, we thank You for this morning. We love You. And we ask that our faith, though may not be great, You said, Jesus, all you need is a faith size of mustard seed and you can move mountains. Father, may each one of us be mountain movers, exercising what little faith we have and choosing Jesus as Lord, not just the rabbi. And as we take of these elements, we give all glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Before we take the elements, I pray that you take a moment to think about your relationship with God.